This is Near Overwhelming Urge, written by Ranger Jedi 67 and read by Flower Parish. This is a Merlin fic featuring the relationship Gwaine/Leon, with the tags pre-relationship, alternate universe, merman Gwaine, shipwrecked Leon, pining Gwaine. Gwaine found the human ships fascinating. He always had, even back before his father's death. These days, he watched the ships more often than not. A mer without a home didn't really have much else to do, after all. He idly moved between the various mer kingdoms, but after his father's death and his family's subsequent loss of standing, well, he'd been a restless child, and now found himself a restless man. Watching the human ships let him forget his troubles for a little while. He watched ships from all the kingdoms as they sailed through this stretch of sea or entered the nearby port, but the ones from Camelot were his favorite. From what he knew, Arthur, the king of Camelot, was a good king. Better than Carlion, the king his father had served anyway. Well, that wasn't particularly hard, Gwaine supposed. It was a low standard. At least humans and mers weren't currently fighting each other. Those wars were plentiful in the past, yet always devastating for both sides. Still, there were certain human kingdoms best avoided. Gwaine couldn't be paid enough to enter the waters near Senred's kingdom. Camelot's waters welcomed mers openly, as did the nearby Nemeth. Gwaine often swam the waters between the two. He didn't have a favorite ship, but there was one human man in particular Gwaine enjoyed observing. The human man's name was Leon. He was King Arthur's right hand, based on the gossip Gwaine had picked up from eavesdropping at the ships in the port. Leon was gorgeous, and his eyes seemed to just beg a person to trust him with their troubles. He wasn't a sailor, he was a knight. Unfortunately for Gwaine, that sometimes meant weeks or even months between the times he saw the man. It had been nearly 2 months since the last time Gwaine had seen Leon. Based on what he'd overheard lingering near the port, King Arthur was attempting to unite all the human kingdoms in the land of Albion. Leon, as his right hand, had been sailing all over Albion acting as his king's messenger. Thunder rumbled overhead, and Gwaine groaned. Storms on the surface were best avoided. From his vantage point on a rock at the edge of the harbor, he could see Leon on the deck of the Hope of Albion. He'd wanted to watch a while longer, as Leon was shirtless and showing some sword moves to a young cabin boy who was eagerly watching the knight's every move. Another rumble, and Gwaine sighed. As he slid from his rock and back into the water, he saw Leon sheathe his sword. Well, at least Gwaine wasn't going to miss the show. Gwaine didn't see Leon for nearly a month, and when he did, it was in the most unexpected way. "You know, this is not how I imagined meeting you," Gwaine muttered, as he took in the unconscious Leon sprawled on the rocks. This particular set of rocks belonged to a large group that protected a small cove on an island nearly 2 days' sailing from the port where Gwaine normally saw Leon. The wooden planks floating nearby were nowhere near big enough to represent a whole ship. A small boat, maybe, the type men use to go between large ships and shore in places with no docks. But where had Leon been going? Or coming from? Where was the Hope of Albion? While Leon wasn't her master and commander, he seemed to be the most important passenger she ever carried. So, how had Leon so clearly ended up shipwrecked without any sign of a large ship nearby? Right. "First, let's get you away from the rocks and onto shore," Gwaine murmured. Getting him to the shore was the easy part. Getting Leon away from the waterline was going to be the hard part. Gwaine came from a line of mers that could temporarily take human form, but it wasn't very pleasant, and he hadn't done it in ages. Carrying a man bigger than himself was going to be tricky. But if he didn't, Leon might die, and that was unacceptable. "Here we go," Gawain said, before carefully peeling Leon off the rocks and pulling the man into his arms. The swim to the shore took only a matter of moments. Gawain winced as the sharp rocks jabbed him in the tail as he dragged Leon as far as he could. With a groan, Gawain transformed into a human. Wincing, he slipped his hands under Leon's arms and started the painful process of getting him away from the water. Once he had Leon under a tree, Gawain remembered that when he transformed, he did so naked. "Good thing no one lives on this island," Gawain mused aloud. He only hoped Leon wasn't the type of human who had delicate sensibilities about such things. Gawain doubted it. The man was a knight, and he also spent a lot of time on ships. Neither of those really lent themselves to much privacy, as far as he knew. Still, humans could be strange about such things. Gawain didn't know enough about humans to know if anything was wrong with Leon on the inside, but he was relatively sure that none of the injuries on the outside were too bad. Some unpleasant-looking cuts, scrapes, and bruises, sure, but nothing that looked deep or dangerous. He didn't feel any sort of lump on Leon's head, which Gawain had heard to be a common injury from being shipwrecked. After taking a moment to consider his options, Gawain decided to sprawl on the grass a few feet from where Leon rested under the tree. There wasn't anything else he could do for Leon at the moment, but if he went back into the water, he'd be too far away to do anything if Leon became distressed for some reason. That would rather negate all the effort he went through to get Leon to safety in the first place, and Gawain was not a fan of wasted efforts. As he settled on the grass, Gawain let out a groan. Being in human form really was so uncomfortable. And everything seemed to take so much more work than in his normal mer form. How did humans do it? Leon always made everything he did seem effortless. Gawain thought back to the first time he laid eyes on Leon. At first, he didn't like the man. He seemed too stuck up and serious and commanding. But after watching him over time, Gawain saw more and more of the real Leon beneath all that peeking through. Camelot was friendly enough toward Mers that Gawain had considered popping up and introducing himself, but he always talked himself out of it. After all, what did he even have to say to Leon? Blinking, Gawain realized he'd have to come up with something now. A pained groan drew him from his thoughts. He looked over to see Leon stirring.
"What? Where?"
Leon asked groggily as he tried to sit up. Gawain pushed himself to his feet and stumbled the few feet over to Leon in a rush.
"Don't move too much, you might be hurt," Gawain scolded as he dropped down beside the man.
Leon blinked at him in confusion. "I found you on the rocks. Looks like you've been shipwrecked," Gawain told him. Leon stared.
"How did you find me?"
Gawain grinned. "You're lucky I was swimming by," he said.
"Swimming?" Leon repeated, confusion mixing with the pain present on his face.
Gawain took pity.
"I'm a mer," Gawain explained gently.
Blinking, Leon looked him over.
"But you have legs."
Snickering, Gawain nodded. "At the moment, yes, I'm from a shifter line," Gawain told him. "Legs were easier for getting you to safety." Leon still looked dazed and confused.
"Wait," Leon said slowly. "You're not wearing any clothes."
Gawain shrugged. "Mers generally don't, and it's not like I carry any." Leon's face heated adorably. Gawain wanted to know just how far down that blush went.
"Oh," Leon murmured.
Gawain scooted a little closer. "Why don't I help you sit up? Then we can figure out how you got here." Face still flushed, Leon nodded.
"Very well."
It didn't take long to have Leon leaning against the tree.
"I've seen you before," Leon said, taking Gawain by surprise. "You linger near the Hope often."
It was Gawain's turn to stare in surprise.
"You've seen me?" Gawain asked.
Leon nodded. "It's my job to be alert to threats. You never do anything but stay close, so I know you aren't a threat, but I don't understand why." Gawain flushed, and for the first time he regretted his lack of clothes. His reaction would be easily seen.
"You intrigue me," Gawain allowed.
Leon's eyes widened.
"Me?"
Nodding, Gawain looked away, unsure what else to say.
"Would it be rude of me to ask what your tail looks like?" Leon asked. I've seen your face, but never your tail. Gawain turned back to face him, sly grin growing on his face. If you feel up to moving closer to the water, I could show you, Gawain offered. The water is more comfortable for me anyway, and since you're awake now... Leon looked ashamed, which baffled Gawain. I apologize that your efforts to rescue me cause you discomfort, Leon offered quietly, eyes soft yet pained. Gawain blinked. I chose to do it. I'd do it again to save you from drowning. Some discomfort is little compared to a life. Leon looked at him with such an earnest expression that Gawain felt the near overwhelming urge to kiss him. Thank you, Leon replied. Gawain had no idea how they were going to get Leon home, but for now, he wasn't going to worry. He was just going to enjoy every minute that he got with the man and his entirely too expressive eyes. They'd figure out the rest. The end.